50 kilometers an hour sure is slow, I gotta tell ya. But that is the way in the truck these days. We are driving truckloads and truckloads of personal junk back and forth between the new house and the old house, the superhero's lair. So that has been, as you can imagine, fun. Now, I'm not complaining. You know, I love driving this old truck. It's not even old. I love driving this truck. There's something very romantic about driving a truck down an old country road. Oh my God, it sounded like the Waltons here more and more all the time. So, all right, it's official. We own a house now. I've had several comments, lots to talk about. Oh, but I wish I had the time. Mark in Canada, thank you for your recommendations on the name of the new place. That's fantastic. Your message was hilarious. I hope everyone goes over and reads on my blog Mark in Canada's comment to my last show, number 40. Show number 40. Imagine that, hey? 40 shows you've been hopefully listening to me for. From my inception, when the Faye driver was conjured up on, well, I call it January 1st, 2010. When I had my profound thought of the decade, that was episode 8. Anyway, I'm going to stop plugging my own show, but yes, and also wanted to say to Chris, of course I know who you are, lad. I listened to your show. In fact, I just finished listening to the Pride 48 double episode whammy. So I indeed know who you are. Thanks for commenting in. And yes, I'll get back to you on your questions. I'll keep them private. Of course, if anybody wants to know what we're talking about, you can go over to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Listen to me, I sound like fucking Shadow Stevens pushing an ad. Go on over to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, episode number 40, and catch up with everything that's going on. It might have been 39 that Chris commented on. Chris from the Cup of Fresh Hell with a Side of Heaven podcast. Did I get that right, RJ? You and your gazillion word name podcast shows. So we're having a bit of luck today. I'm supposed to be working tonight. And probably the reason that I sound like I'm on crack is because I worked last night. I've been off. I just got off work 4 hours ago. And I've not slept. I've just been trying to get moved. So had to pay the property taxes. Oh my God, people, don't ever buy a house. Just live in a barrel in the bush somewhere, because property taxes are outrageous. And of course, now we have the venerable HST, which we're all looking forward to, the harmonized sales tax. So we're basically being taxed for everything they can possibly tax us for. It's much like the VAT for you Palms, I believe. And Aussies and New Zealanders. So Arthur actually hasn't got back to me. I requested the Arthur intelligence to do some research for me on lemons or limes. Well, both. And how they are grown and where they are grown for distribution in North America. So I'm still waiting for the AI, the Arthur intelligence, to get back to me on that. I know he's been busy. He's just survived Pride 48, but I'm going to have to send in another request once we're back in the spy car, when we can communicate with the Arthur intelligence. Now, I've been noticing a bit of, as DJ David J would say, scratchy scratch or scratch scratch on the mic. I must apologize for that. I do need to isolate my mic a little better, and that's something I promise I will do after I get all moved in and all my 8,000 gazillion chores to do. But for you audiophile extremists, I won't name any names, I know you're suffering from scratch. So it took me, I wish we had some music, I'm sorry, the old beast, little green truck with a big heart doesn't have a stereo, it's got a radio, but I won't subject you to the radio DJs. You're getting enough radio DJ here in this show without having another one in on the mix. So I can't play you any music. But it took me 12 minutes to get to work from the new place, the manor. The name will be decided on in the future, but anyway, we'll call it the manor for now. So that was interesting. I don't know how long it took me to get home because I wasn't paying attention because I was in a stupor, a non-sleep stupor. It's funny how some days are really busy at work and some are not. Oh yes, by the way, I managed to survive coming back to work from the big vacation where we went nowhere. So I managed to muddle through, had a couple of fires and some serious incidents. It's always nice to have a little excitement. I know that sounds a little macabre, but you know, you want to have something to do. Unfortunately, it's based on other people's misfortune. Oh well. All right. Well, I'm going to sign off for a touch here. I have no idea when you're going to receive this episode, but I will get something out to you soon, as soon as I can. Thank you for being patient and staying tuned. Oh yes, a couple more exciting things happened during the move. We were taking a load in the little green truck with a big heart from the superhero's lair out to our storage locker, which is near the manor. And poor little green truck had a sticking brake caliper on the front wheel. So we were driving along, you know, fat, dumb, and happy. And smell this smell. You smell that smell? I said to Mr. Anderson, yeah, I smell something. So, well, maybe it's someone in front of us. We'll just smell it. We'll let it go. You feel like such a tool, you know, and I'll just wait a little longer, see if it gets any worse. And it ends up being you. You're the root of the trouble. Yeah, so we had a sticky brake caliper. And had to pull over. I don't know what, it hasn't given any trouble anymore. Just the one little incident. So essentially the one front wheel brake was stuck on. I don't know how hard. And so the brakes were getting extremely hot. It's always nice to know your truck's going to be really reliable when you're sort of on the verge of starting a major project with it. Funny how you rely on things. Oh dear. And what else was I going to tell you about? Oh yes, Miss Batgirl, the Batgirl, has herself a brand new truck. Now, I'll tell you about the truck in a minute. Listen to this. I'm moving. Oh, I'll help you, she says. Sure, I'd love to help you. And then it's a sunny day, which is a perfect day for moving. So instead of helping me, she's going for a motorcycle ride because it's a beautiful day. So I am once again working by myself while Mr. Anderson is at his work. So I shouldn't, that's fine. It's fine to be allowed at work. And my good friend has ditched me for her own personal pleasure. The nerve. Well, no, I think she will be helping me later today. Okay, well, I am arrived. I have arrived at the unnamed manor. And I was actually thinking possibly calling it the greenhouse because it is very green. But We have not decided on anything. Okay, I am here. Thank you for listening once again, and goodbye.